Hey guys, it's the Hooligan. I'm back. And this is going to be a more chit-chatty episode because I don't have too much of a plan. I just kind of want to go through a couple of things I've been watching, a couple of things mangas I've been reading, and actually suggestions or like thoughts on different anime characters that should be part of like the Yagami Yagato universe. And like, I hope you guys just stick with me. So, right now, I'm still watching Demon Slayer. I'm on episode 15, season 1. And might I say, the character designs are so cute. But there is one in particular that I find super freaking interesting. Is Isuko Hamura, the boarhead guy. Yo, why does the face not even match the body? Like, that is hilarious. And his energy is so chaotic. I'm here for it. Like, how can one man have so much chaos in him? I love it. I love the chaos. But I also really like Senitsu, the cowardly boy with the yellow hair, Thunder Boy. Great. He's so cute. He's such a little cowardly guy. At first I was like, I don't think I'm gonna like him. But then, like, he kind of stood up for, like, you know, our main character, Tensu, and I was like, oh, like, all right, his heart is in the right place. Bravery is a negative, but, like, love is on 100. I think he's so cute. I love it. And also, I've been, like, visiting old shows, like, called My Love Story. Oh, my gosh. It's so cute. They have a character, Tanikyo Yuta, and he's supposed to be, like, this super sweetheart, like, strong boy who's kind of scary looking, so people are, like, automatically intimidated by him. But he is, like, sweetheart, just a bucket full of sugar. And, like, it's literally his love story about falling in love with a girl named Riku and him keeping his best friend Makoto, who's, like, a real pretty boy and everyone, like, likes him because he's so cute. And so Tanaka has, like, a personal, not a personal vendetta against him, but, like, he's kind of hurt by the fact that, like, people don't particularly find him attractive. Like, he loves his best friend, but, you know, he has, like, some complex about it, which, you know, makes sense in that situation. But it's so much fluff, it's so much cuteness, like... Then I also started watching Diabolic Lovers. Honestly, I didn't like that. Like, okay. So let me explain why I didn't like it. Okay. I'm not saying one can't be masochistic, but there's something about romance stories where they, like, literally, like, abduct people that make me feel very uncomfy. But one thing is to be in, like, that scenario, but another thing is to be, like, also very mean. Like, call me crazy, but, like, if you're gonna abduct me, the least you can do is make me comfy. Like, don't be, like, super fucking rude, you know what I mean? I mean, if it's gonna be a romance. I'm not saying that that's how life works. I'm just saying that if it's gonna be a romance, let's at least do it that way, you know? Just help me like you more, you know? Oh, God, I'm crazy. But, yeah, like, those are the two main ones. I also have side ones that I'm kind of watching. Like, como se llama? I'm looking up real quick. Here it is. Kimi no Todoki. I used to read this manga. Alright, and it's about this shy girl who likes a popular guy. And she ends up getting his attention one day in the rain. And they slowly start building a high school romance. It's, I don't know why I've been really into the fluff lately. I don't know what it is. I can't tell you. Sometimes I get like that. But to counteract that, I'm watching Monster Musume, which, if you didn't know, is basically softcore, like, hentai, like, just straight up. Which, you know, I have no issue with. I feel like a lot of people have an issue with hentai, but I'm like, eh, if it's not for you, it's not for you. Like, what do you want me to say? Like, if you don't like it, don't watch it. You don't have to. No one's gonna fucking put a gun to your head until you have to watch it. Like, it's good. Personally, I don't have a problem with it. I think it's fun. I think it adds a little flavor to your everyday life, but that's just me. And so I've also been reading, of course. I've been reading Dear Door. At first I was like, but then I got into it, like, after, like, chapter 3, I was like, I'm here to stay. I'm here to rock and roll with this. Jesus, alright. So it's definitely smutty yaoi, but, that demon could take my soul any day. I'm not, okay, yes, I'm gonna say I'm into demons. I was gonna say I'm not into demons, but then I thought about it and I was like, yeah, you know, I'm lying. Really hot demons are, like, okay. But, like, and, like, the complicated stories, like, the love triangles that I'm feeling after this. It's like a Ranma situation, and if you've ever seen Ranma, you know what I'm talking about. It's everyone has a freaking lover. Everyone likes someone else, and someone else likes them, but they don't like that person. It's a lot of that. But it keeps it fun. I'm not gonna lie. Keeps it fun. I've also been keeping up with Painter in the Night, which is great. Actually really good, because, like, you're wrong, I don't want that relationship, but I would take that man for a ride. But okay, but oh god, I'm gonna go burn in hell. But listen. I really like that they're exploring, like, what the people inside of, like, the household are thinking, because I'm, like, I was wondering that myself too. I was like, yo, like, this guy is getting all types of special treatment, and he's supposed to be, like, a broke boy. And this basically nobleman is like, nah. He gets the best food. He gets everything. Gets medicine, this, that, and forth. Like, everyone around him is just, like, watching him. I'm like, I can imagine, like, there's definitely a lot of jealousy. And I'm surprised to see it come out that way. But I'm just, like, wondering what our boy is gonna do. Because he's not gonna take that lying down. I can't say his name for shit. I'm not gonna say Sang-Wo, because it's not Sang-Wo, it's Shung something. I can't pronounce it. I'm sorry, I failed y'all, but it is what it is. Okay, and I also finished The Good Teacher, another yaoi. If I can tell you how much I love this story, I loved it from beginning to middle. So I don't think it's ended yet. I think it's ending soon. But woo, is that good? Woo, that is good. I am so here for this. I'm so here for it. Oh, and it's like, he's like a power bottom. Like, he's like, oh. If you watch it, you get it. You'd get it. You need to read it. Trust me. You'll very much enjoy it. And along with that, goes Make Me Bark. I think I spoke about it a little bit the last episode, but I don't think I really went into depth about it. Okay, so here's the story. We got broke boys. Broke, cute boy. He's not really, like, yeah, he's, you know, screw it. He's super, super cute. And he's, like, very well in shape. He's a broke boy. He's going into college, so it's totally fine to simp after him. He's working his little part-time job, living in a run, just finally got, like, a rundown apartment, and he's happy. He's like, you know what, it's not much, but it's a start, which, you know, better start than most people get. So he's, like, starting his, like routine and stuff like that, and then his building gets set on fire. Boy loses everything, basically. So, at his point of desperation, he thinks, like, okay, I definitely need help. I can't be just in the middle of the street for the rest of, like, however long it's going to take me to even get enough savings to get an apartment again. So, he ends up calling an old friend. By the way, his name is Sunjun. I apologize. I suck at reading these names. That's my fault. And so, he calls out this rich guy he knew called Lee. It's gonna call him Lee, nothing else, because otherwise I'm gonna get confused. He was a rich kid from, like, I think it was his high school or university. I don't know, I can't really tell the difference sometimes with this, but if I'm not mistaken, it's like he's in university now. He's supposed to be, like, a university or something, or maybe a master's program, I don't know. And he's like, hey man, like I'm having a really hard time. Do you mind if I like sleep on your couch? And the guy was basically like, oh yeah, sure. He's like, you know what? You can just basically live here if you want. Like, it gets lonely for me. Such a big, fancy, super expensive apartment for just one person. Like, you might as well. And so then he's like, kind of starts comparing him to like, Lee starts comparing Sun Moon to like kind of like a cute little puppy. And here the puppy fetish comes in. And whilst, you know, Seung-woon is trying to, like, make himself useful by working multiple jobs, trying to see if he can get out and, like, you know, be the independent man that he is. You know, we love an independent man, such independent woman, like, you do, you guys. Lee ends up, like talking to Seung-joon. Was like, hey boy, you know what, I'll pay you if you want to be like my puppy. And there the romance begins. And honestly, this is way less toxic than a lot of other yaois are, which I really appreciate. So I'm like, sometimes I like boys love, you know, manga, obviously, and manhwa and stuff like that, but like sometimes it can get a little toxic and you're sitting there like, This is very morally gray, my dude. This is questionable at best. And a really bad idea at worst. So, but yeah, I'm almost done with it. I like it. I think it's so cute. Mwah. Beautiful. Characters, side characters are adorable. I can't say anything bad about it. Also, Red Wolf Me Up. Very good. I'm not gonna go into detail about that because it wasn't like amazingly great. Not as good as like the good teacher, which is a yaoi. I'm telling you, if you can read it, just read it because I don't want to spoil it. Cause it's so good. It's so good. It's gonna get racy though. It's definitely gonna get racy. All right. Well, now that I'm towards the end, I'm gonna talk about like what I kind of want to see. Like, okay, I would be fan of Yami Yato, right? And so I've been looking up like different ASMRs and stuff like that, which I did find a few, and I'm gonna look into a little more into them before I start like actually giving recommendations for them. But something I was thinking about was like, what characters do I want to see join the Yagami Yato universe? First one for me personally has to be Kakashi from Naruto. I want to see Kakashi romance me. I'm here for that. Boy has a past. He is funny. He is silly. He is creative. And he's super, like, into, like, you know, raunchier stories. And, like, honestly, I'm here for that. I don't know if y'all here for it, but I'm here for it. Like, I'm really here for it. Okay, so that one, obviously. I'm surprisingly also here. Do not judge me. Don't judge me. But like, Gai Sensei. Don't say anything. Just listen. Listen, Linda. Listen. Tell me that guy wouldn't be 100% dedicated to your satisfaction. He is like Ida from My Hero Academia. But like, more crazy. And you know what? I'm here for the craziness. I can say that I am here for the craziness. I'm gonna drop that down. Drop it low. Alright, and then Shikamaru. Because what that shadow jujitsu do, boy. What it do. And I'm saying boy, but he's a grown man with his own kid and his own family. So, fuck off if you're gonna say anything. Okay, so enough of Naruto universe. Going back to My Hero Academia universe, I want to see present Mike. And not just present, I want to see presentation Michael. I don't know what I want out of it, but I know I want that rock and roll, laid back, alternative style dude. Tell me that's not missing. Tell me, like, don't get me wrong, Aizawa has it, Shinzo also has it, but we can really bring it out in, like, presentation Michael. Presentation Michael. Tell me that don't sound great. It's sounds amazing. Then, all right, I know that there's some people who are gonna be sensitive and gonna be like, oh my god, but just hear me out. Same little. Listen, I know that she had trouble with the other one because people were judgmental, but people need to really fucking read. And if you're not interested, don't listen. But I am here for Sound Woo. Don't get me wrong. Is he a crazy murderer? Yes. But does he also have style and class? Yeah. Y'all sitting there saying, oh, I will let him break my ankles. Well, let's see. Put your money where your mouth is. Let's go. I'm really into like seeing that and Bond from Seven Deadly Sins. I am interested in that. Bond with Meliodas. Like, they gotta be together. Like, it gotta be a tag team thing. Like Dobby and Hawks. It's a package deal. It gotta come together. It's a 2-for-1. Can you imagine? Okay, yeah. Meliodas is a perv, right? But Bond is loving, and the show and the freaking mangas have said it. He is a complete, like, worshiping love kind of dude. That's a yes for me, dog. That's a yes. Of course, going back to my basic whole shit, Tanaka from Haiku. I want to see that. I really want to see that. I shouldn't want to see it as much as I do, but I'm a bruh girl, okay? I'm definitely a bruh girl, and I want to see it. I want to see what he will bring to the table. And he would definitely give me energy. He would give me laughs. He would give me energy. He wouldn't be, I don't think, as crazy as what's it called? What's his name? Tsushima from Haiku? No. He wouldn't be as crazy, but it would definitely be a high five afterwards, after the deed is done. And I think that's cool. I think he's cool. I think we can do that. I mean, come on. Just think about it real quick. I mean, is that really like an absolute no? Can you truly say that's a no? Huh? I thought not. I thought not. Then, ironically, and also non-ironically, like ironically ironic, but like not too ironic, Saitama from One Punch Man. I'm literally about to go get a tattoo of his face on my body with him like just saying okay, like he does, like super sarcastically. I'm gonna do it. I'm definitely gonna update you when I do so, because he is a mood. He's a whole package deal. Yes, he's bald, but it's fine. You know what I mean? You never have to worry about him going bald because he's already bald. You know? And there's definitely a charm to that confidence. Right? Or am I the only one? Hopefully, I am not the only one. But if I am, hi, it's me. Yes, I do simp after him. Only because he's just so cute and funny. You can't tell me he wouldn't give it 100. I love that. And you guys can be like broke people together and do like cheap dates and like, you know what I mean? Like, I think it'll be so freaking cute. But that's enough of me talking so much shit. Update on my desk, because I've said it, I've been working on my desk. I've gotten, I have my Sailor Uranus, my Sailor Neptune, I believe it is. Sailor Neptune. My favorite lesbian couple right in front of me. Got them for the 25 year anniversary, so I finally took them out of the package because I have somewhere nice to display them in. And they're right next to each other, looking beautiful as always. Gorgeous, fabulous, giving me life. And then right next to them, I have Deku about to one punch the shit out of somebody. I got the figure from Funimation. And then beside them, I have acrylic figures, which people say they don't have an account, which they don't, but I kind of love them because they're great for desk, and you can put them in if you work in an office or whatever, or you go on bed to work in an office, or you have a locker or whatever, you can put them in your locker and they look great. I have a Bakugo one. They're gonna get about to flame on somebody, it's explode the shit on somebody. I got como se llama, two Demon Slayer ones, one with the brother and sister, and one with Thunder Boy and Forehead Guy. You know what I'm talking about. I'm not gonna go crazy looking for names. I second names. It is what it is. Then I have Inuyasha Gomi hugging with their hair up, making a little heart. Right? And that sounds so cute. And the whole team from I can't pronounce anything, I suck. Their whole team, I have Aisawa, Tanaka right next to each other, all the boys just there looking like they're ready to fight, and I'm here for it. And my Aisawa plush right beside them, and right beside that is my alcohol that is running low and I need to restock. But that's something for the weekend. But if you ever want to chat with me or have me talk about anything in particular, if I'm going to read something, you guys just let me know. Because I definitely still read books, I still read manga, I still watch things, I still add things to my watch list. And I'm more likely to finish something if someone's sitting there saying, "Ayo, bitch, watch it." You know what I mean? I like that exactly, but politely. We're good. Also, I bought some art from Etsy, from bunnies and bats. So beautiful. Oh my god, her artwork is amazing. I've been trying to work on my artwork and I've posted online now. But Jesus Christ, it's beautiful. It gives me all the spirit, all the energy. Oh, also, Endeavor. I have a picture of Endeavor up on my Simple now. Yes, he's officially on it now. And there are more who are going up there. Super Simpson Temper. Here I come. It is what it is. And thank you for listening to my bullshit. My...